It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Stressed out teens. You might think that's just a part of growing up. Well, there's a new study that's found that kids are struggling with their mental health, and we have got to talk openly about it. Here's the deal. 70% of kids are struggling in some way with mental health issues. Now, before COVID-19, for perspective, context, that percentage was at 20%, Dave.
It's jumped 250%. That is massive. And I'm not sure we're taking this seriously enough. I've been so frustrated with our singular focus on physical health during COVID because we've completely ignored the mental health aspect for kids. And for my children, I can tell you I'm far more concerned about their mental health right now than their physical health.
Well, KSL Television talk to kids to find out how they're handling this new normal. So let's take a listen to what the kids are saying.
It's so hard to explain it because they don't know what it feels like.
It makes me anxious. It makes me upset that I can't really have that high school experience.
I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, my anxiety is just like taking over me, and like my depression's taking over me. I could not focus like at all, and it took me like 5 hours to do like one assignment. I'd usually just stay in my room and like not talk to anyone and that stuff. Because it was just like, I couldn't do it anymore, and it was just really hard for me.
I can't do it anymore. Anxiety, stress, loneliness. Listen to the way these kids are describing what they're going through right now. And I've seen this in my home. And the only one that seems to be doing okay is the 10-year-old. And he's going to school every single day. I don't know if that has something to do with it, but we're seeing this, and we're seeing it on a level that we've never seen before.
We're going to have Tanya Dean. She's going to join us in a moment. She's a producer of the story for KSL Television. She's going to help us dive into what's going on with kids right now so we can come to some conclusions and some solutions in our own home, Dave.
And this is so much more than just kids missing out on the hangout with their friends or cheerleading or football. This is their entire life. This is what they know. And my heart broke when I heard in this story about what this young girl is worried about.
Yeah, my mom is super high risk, and she's a teacher at the junior high school. And I know that if she got it, she would have to miss her classes and have to get a sub, on top of probably having to be hospitalized because of how high risk she is.
It's incredible. As you listen to kids talk about COVID and the worries, these are typically adult worries. There used to be a time when we shielded our kids from certain things, perhaps that we thought they were too young to understand or process it. But it seems to me like COVID has knocked down all of these walls, and we're just blasting kids with all this information, and it's scary. No wonder they're so stressed out.
Let's bring Tanya Dean, the producer of that story for KSL Television, on the line with us. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
I look at that number, 7 out of 10 kids struggling with mental health in some way. It looks like it breaks down to this. 55% are saying they've got anxiety, 45% excess stress, 43% depression. Our kids are dealing with some pretty dark issues.
Yeah, they definitely are. And they're all dealing with something different. It's interesting. You already mentioned it, but in 2019, there was a different study done. 20% of kids were dealing with mental health issues. And I think at that time, we felt like that was a lot. And so all of a sudden, a year later, you know, a year and a half later, we're seeing 70%. It is. It's really scary. And it's different levels of stress. So some kids are really struggling. And other kids, maybe it's just a little bit. But it's important for us to be aware.
And that's a wake-up call for me, that the majority of kids, that if your kid's doing just fine, they're the aberration. And Tanya, you interviewed these kids at all three school levels, elementary school, mm-hmm. junior high, high school. What's causing this anxiety, stress, depression?
You know, it's hard to pinpoint because it is different for every kid, and you don't know how one issue is going to affect a certain child and how it won't affect another. So, for example, we interviewed these three girls. All three girls had different struggles. So one that you just played that soundbite from is afraid of getting COVID, not only because now she's in high school, and so she has some high-level courses. She's very afraid if she gets COVID and the school has to shut down or she has to quarantine, it will put her behind. But also she has a mom that's high risk and is also a teacher. And so if she brings it home to her mom, she's afraid that she'll be hospitalized. That's a very scary one. Another girl, the girl in junior high that we talked to, she is very social and very bubbly. And it may seem like, okay, she's missing out on the social aspect of her life. But that is a huge deal for teens. And that is giving her a lot of anxiety, so much so that she started seeing a therapist. And then that little one, just that 9-year-old, just breaks my heart because she struggles with just paying attention in school. She says she can't focus because her teacher wears a mask. She can't really understand her as well as she used to be able to. And she feels like she's falling behind. Not only is she falling behind, you guys, it wasn't in the story. She says she falls asleep at her desk every single day because she just can't concentrate. So again, different kids, all different issues. Your own kids might have different issues than even those we're talking about, but there's just so many possibilities out there.
Talking about our own kids, Tanya, when we talk about 7 out of 10 kids, chances are pretty high that someone, one of the friends of our show listening right now, has a child who's struggling. Maybe they haven't asked them the question. So where do we start as parents? Any tips for us?
Yeah, I mean, we talked to a social worker and her tips, monitor your child's stress levels and really just pay attention to the changes in their behavior. Now, sometimes your child's stress might be manageable. So just talking to them and maybe making small adjustments in their day will be enough. Or you might have to take other measures. Now, all the three girls we talked to in this story, they actually got a dog, which is a great thing for them. But it helps with their anxiety. The dog, they can go and play with their new puppy or whatever. So that's a step for them. Two of them, I mentioned one, but two of them now see a therapist. And one, that little 9-year-old, is now on medication for anxiety. Now, not all kids will need that kind of a level to deal with their stress and anxiety and depression, but it is important to figure out what that is. And you shouldn't be afraid of talking to your doctor, your child's primary physician, about maybe what they do need.
Tanya, thank you so much for joining us. And a big thank you for those little girls that were so willing to tell their story and open up, because they are not alone. They are the rest of our kids. They're the ones that are struggling. And I thought it was a great story, Tanya. Thank you so much.
Straight ahead, let's have the conversation here on the radio. Parents, are you more concerned about your child's mental health or physical health as we are now months into this pandemic? 801-575-8255. Or the same number, 801-KSL-TALK. 801-KSL-TALK. Looking forward to having this conversation with y'all in about 3 minutes. And we're talking about stress, anxiety, depression in our teenagers right now. This in light of a KSL television special report that aired. It says 7 out of 10 kids are dealing with some sort of mental health issue. And this is, it's skyrocketed since the pandemic started.
You're going to see increased restlessness, sleep problems, appetite problems, increased moodiness, and especially if a teen mentions anything to do with suicidal feelings or thoughts, definitely they need to get help.
7 out of 10 kids dealing with some sort of mental health issue. I mean, that's up 250% in just the last year. Pre-COVID, about 20% of kids were struggling with some sort of mental health issue, and we thought that number was high. This is something that we need to take very seriously. As I said earlier, I'm very concerned about my children's mental health right now, much more than their physical health. And we want to hear from you. We want to take your phone calls and give us your thoughts. Call in right now at 801-575-TALK, 801-575-TALK, 8255, if you don't want to look at all the numbers.
We just had a chance moments ago to bring KSL Television's producer of that story, Tanya Dean, on the air. And this is what she had to say. She gave us some great advice about how we can, as parents, deal with these issues at home and what to look for. So let's replay a part of our interview with Tanya.
We talked to a social worker, and her tips: monitor your child's stress levels and really just pay attention to the changes in their behavior. Now, sometimes your child's stress might be manageable, so just talking to them and maybe making small adjustments in their day will be enough. Or you might have to take other measures. Now, all the three girls we talked to in this story, they actually got a dog, which is a great thing for them, but it helps with their anxiety. The dog, they can go and play with their new puppy or whatever. So that's a step for them. Two of them, I mentioned one, but two of them now see a therapist. And one, that little 9-year-old, is now on medication for anxiety.
And Debbie, stress is a part of teenage life, right? I mean, you raised three teenagers. You've been there. You know the stress that happens. But it feels like this is different. Because there's so little consistency in their lives right now. Are we going back to school? My kids are asking me that right now. Hey, Dad, do you think we're going to go back to school now that November comes around? That's the latest deadline for the Davis School District. We're planning to switch over from the hybrid schedule over to full-time classes.
Okay.
And they asked me, do you think there's still a hope? And I'm like, I don't think there's much hope, buddy.
I'm looking right now at one of our texters, our listeners texting in at 57500 on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Thank you so much for texting this tip and a reminder that while, you know, you may not be able to afford therapy, one option could be check with the school to see if there is a therapist that your child can talk to through the school. Also, let's not forget, we have this amazing resource in Utah that's free. It's called the Safe UT app. And if you download it, I'm looking at the different things that it offers: supportive or crisis counseling. So I would say if you feel as though things have gotten out of hand, it's like Tanya Dean from KSL Television said, don't hesitate to talk to your doctor. And if you can't, maybe the Safe UT app is another great resource to turn to.
I think a lot of people are nervous when they hear talk to your doctor, that you think that automatically they're going to put them on medicine or they're going to prescribe counseling. That's not necessarily the case. You don't know what you don't know. Feel free to have a discussion and share some of your worries with your doctor. But, you know, they have so much experience with this. You've got to talk to the pros.
Vanessa from Sandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have some concerns about your own children in school?
I do. I'm actually homeschooling my oldest. My second is in first grade, and she thrives in social environments. So while I had strong opinions about mask wearing in school, I also have to consider what's best for my kids. And she begged to go to school. Plus, she had gotten into a Spanish immersion program. And she had also been asking for a long time to learn Spanish because my family speaks Spanish. And so I chose to send her, but it's a new school, and she has no idea what any of the adults around her look like. I showed her a picture of her teacher, and both her and I were shocked because it's not what we would have imagined she looked like.
Because all you see is
eyes. But she hates it. They hate the social distancing. They don't feel like they have any connection. She's always wanting more time with her friends because it inhibits it. And it really takes away a lot of the connection wearing the masks. She's young enough that I don't worry so much about her mental health. But also, I don't understand why the Department of Health and the CDC aren't encouraging the healthy population to not take so many preventative measures when they're not at risk. Young children are not at risk. The teenagers are not. They're recovering.
Vanessa,
almost.
Sorry, we're unfortunately running out of time with this show. But Vanessa, thank you so much for calling. And Debbie, this is something that I've certainly heard from my kids. Even though they're going to school part-time on the hybrid schedule, they are so spaced out, wearing the masks 6 feet apart when they sit down. This is a teacher's dream. It is quiet. It is silent in that classroom. There is no whispers or talking because they're just too far apart. It's too hard to understand with the masks. But again, even the experience of going to school is not the experience of going to school right now. It's so different.
I know when I was raising teens, I think if there was one thing that I looked for was a change in their behavior. And sometimes that was they were suddenly tardy for all their classes. Their grades were dipping in one case. In another case, it was a complete makeover of brand new friends. So much to discuss. You can read more on this story and watch it on KSLTV.com. Boyd Matheson, straight ahead with Inside Sources.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at KSLPodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.